Okay, so good morning, everybody. Welcome to our special presentation at the Five Towns Collaborative Community Conference here, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, which will take place, play a part in our shir, actually, Chodesh Tov and Shavua Tov to all. The title of today's shir is Ahavas Yisrael, in theory or in practice. How do we love our fellow Jew in theory or in practice? The Gemara Maseches Bava Metzia discusses the following case. Two people are lost in the desert. Only one of them has water. There's only enough water. Who should get the water when two people are lost in the desert? Should the owner of the water drink the water and survive? Should he give his friend the water and he will die? Should they share it and they will both die? And the Gemara concludes that he should keep the water for himself. Chayecha, chayecha, vercha, chayecha, kodmim. If it's your life or the life of your friend, your life takes precedence and therefore you get the water. I forgot to say brishus my mother, who is Baruch Hashem joining us this morning. However, the Chidusha Arim Zatzal points out a very interesting nekuda. And because the Gemara has this discussion, has this debate, it appears to teach us a very important nekuda. Even though you're not allowed to give away the water because your life takes precedence, you should want to give away the water. You're not allowed to give the water, but otherwise there would be no discussion. You have the water, you drink the water. What's the discussion? The point is, you should want to give away the water to allow your friend to live. Mordechai Gifter Zatzal was a Rosh Hashiva of Taos, an American Gadol. When he was a young boy, a European rabbi, a European Gadol and Gaon, Rav Shimon Shkaf was in America to raise funds for his yeshiva in Europe, and he gave the young Rav Gifter, a bracha, Rav Gifter remembered his entire life. And he said to him in Yiddish, Rav Shkop gave the young Rav Gifter, the future Rosh Hashiva, bracha. Excuse my Yiddish, but zost velin learnin. For those who understand Yiddish, you may know what it means. You should always want to learn. For those who are just joining us, there are first of all seats in the front. Second of all, there are handouts. I had no idea I made them on my own. How many to make? Please make sure you have a handout or you're sitting next to someone who has. Man, could you pass them to the back, to the people in the back? Thank you. You should always want to learn. So how can we apply this to our Gemara, Maseches Bava Metzia 62? You should always want to give to your fellow Jew. You should always want to love your fellow Jew. Wanting to love your fellow Jew is not the same as loving your fellow Jew. Asur and Bacher was sent out of English class in Ner Yisrael High School, and he was sent to the office of the Menahel, Rav Yosef Tendler Zatzal, was my husband's rabbi. He actually married us, Rav Yosef Tendler Zatzal. So Rav Tendler said to the boy, why are you sent out of class today? So the boy said, I don't like the teacher, so I have trouble getting along. So Rav Tendler said, he's a Jew, you have to like him. So the boy said, Rebbe, it's hard for me. I really don't like him. So Rabbi Tendler said, give him presents. Then you will like him. With that, the boy was dismissed. We're talking about, I think, perhaps, I've never said this statement before, one of the hardest mitzvos in the Torah to observe. It is very easy to eat shmura matzah. Yes, you have to have the funds and you buy it. You could eat matzah at the Pesach, so you might be full, your stomach might hurt, you might be nauseous. Lamaisa, it's not so hard. It's not hard to your shofar, Rosh Hashanah. Everyone fasts on Yom Kippur. I'm not talking about exceptions from the rule. We all manage. Look at the top of your handle, please. Say for Vayikra, Perek, Yud, Tes, Pasuk, Yud, Ches, Parshas, Kedoshim. Holy you shall be, for I, God, am holy. Lo sikam velo sitar es b'nei amecha. Shall not take revenge nor bear a grudge against fellow members of your people. Va'ahavta l're'acha kamocha. You shall love your fellow as yourself. Ani Hashem. I am God. Look at Targum Onkelos. It's so beautiful. Targum Onkelos is not a translation, as we tend to think of it. It's an interpretation of the Torah. And Targum Onkelos is geshmak. Targum Onkelos, how does Onkelos tell me what ahav is, what love is? Look at Onkelos, please. Lo sikam velo sitar devavu livnei amach. You shall not take revenge, nor bear a grudge in your heart towards members of your people. What's the next word? And I bolded it for you. What does it mean to love? Tav rachmanos. To be amrachim. To be a compassionate person. Everybody knows what rachim means. The woman's womb is called a rachim because she is a person of compassion, and there the baby grows. Targum Onkelos doesn't say love. You should be compassionate. You should have rachmanis on your fellow. I am Hashem. Furthermore, what does Rabbi Akiva tell us? Very, very famous. Perhaps one of the most famous Rashis in all of Torah. Vahavta l'reacha kamocha. Rashi is very short. Amar Rabbi Akiva. What does Rabbi Akiva say? It's on your hand for you. You should know it's a great principle of the Torah. Why does Rabbi Akiva tell us this more than anybody else? Why Davka Rabbi Akiva? Who better than Rabbi Akiva to teach us? Because his Talmidim loved each other, perhaps in theory, but not in practice. Shneim Asar Alf Zugim Hayulah the Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 pairs of Talmidim. Megevas and Antiparis, from the north, from the south to the north. The Kula Mesu Beperek Echad. They all died, Yavamu 62. They all died during one time period. Mi Pesach V'Aratzeres, from Pesach to Shavuos. Very famous. Mi Pnei Shalom Nahagu Kavod Zebezeh. Because they did not have respect, kavod. And I see the covet of brios, the respect for the fellow creature for one another. They all died during one time period. Who better than Rabbi Akiva to teach us this foundational principle that you should know, klal gadol b'Torah, something that encompasses the entire Torah, is to love your fellow Jew. The Ramban is very beautiful. It's an excerpt on your handout, please. It's a little bit lengthy, but we're going to go through it and I'm going to explain it to you. V'ta'am, look what the Ramban says. V'ahavta d'reacha kamocha haflaga. You should know the explanation of love your fellows, your love yourself, it's an exaggeration. If I ask you, why do you think, before we even go forward, it's a bit of an exaggeration. Is it really possible to love your fellow exactly as you love yourself? The Gemara says, Chayecha, Chayecha Vercha, Chayecha Komin. If you have a choice between your life and the life of your friend, whose life comes first? Your life. Ki lo yakabel lev ha'adam sheyahavas chaveru ka'avaso es nafsho. It's not really possible for a man to love his fellow like he loves his own soul. So Pasha, Memela, the Maisa, the Torah knows it's not really possible to love another human being. There's something called self-preservation. There's something called fight, flight or fight. I remember learning about it way back, and I guess it was biology, a very long time ago in high school. Survival of the fittest. The man wants to survive. He will go to all lengths to survive. It's not possible, says the Ramban, to love another person like you love yourself. He quotes the Gemara we opened the Shur with. Furthermore, Rabbi Akiva has already told us, between your life and the life of your friend, we have established who life comes first. Your own life. Second line of the Ramban in the middle. Does everyone have a handout to share or at least to look? If you don't have one, raise your hand. And you are one. Well, if you could share with the person next to you, please. There's more here. Please share with the person next to you. Ela mitzvah satora sheyahav chaveru b'chol inyan kesher yavas nafsho b'chol atuv. What is the mitzvah? To love your friend regarding every matter like you love yourself with all good. You should want good to come upon them. V'yiskave v'yitachein ba'avur shelo amar v'ahavta es re'acha kamocha. It doesn't say you should love to your fellow like you love yourself. Rather, li're'acha, like what it says by the ger. Look at the fourth line, about six words in. Sheyehei. Sheyehei peirusho, the interpretation is, lahashvos ahava shnehim bida'ato. You should love your fellow and you should love the ger bida'as, in your mind. The explanation is, when we think of love, we say it's something that emanates from our emotion, from our heart. Now, we all know sitting here that love doesn't really emanate from our heart. Blood and oxygen come from our heart. But when we talk about love, we talk about something with our, I love you with all my heart. But the Ramban is telling you, love of your fellow Jew is not something from your heart. Rather, it's something in your da'as, in your intelligence. Therefore, in your intelligence, you can overcome feelings of the heart. Let's say you love a man with specific things. Look what the Ramban says. You wish that he should have wealth, but you don't want him to have wisdom. He shouldn't have everything, your friend. Maybe you daven, he should have wealth. Maybe you daven, he should have a shidduch. But everything I want him to have? V'im ya'ava b'kol, even if you love him with all, yachpot sheyizkir re'eu ha'ov lo ba'osho v'nechassim b'kol v'das v'chachma. You want your friend to have wealth and possessions and honor and wisdom and intelligence. V'lo sheyishava elav. But he shouldn't be equal to you. It's human nature. I want to be a little bit better than him. Aval yechafetz b'liva la'olam shehu yoser mimenu b'chol tova. He desires in his heart always, I should be a little bit better than my friend. So then, how can you do v'ahavta l'recha kamocha? If you should really be a little bit better than, you understand what the Ramban is saying? I want them to get a shidduch, but I really want me to get a shidduch. I want them to have X amount of dollars, but I really want the job. V'yitzava kasuv shelo tehe pechisos hakina hazos belibo. The Torah commands that you should not have the defect of jealousy in your heart. You should love him with all good, like your own soul. V'lo yiten she'urin ba'ahava. Don't put limits on your love for your friend. And that's why one of the things I said when I began this year is we are today discussing perhaps one of the most difficult mitzvos in the Torah. Because the Torah commands us how to feel and how to act upon those feelings. And that is a tremendous challenge. It is much easier to do a tangible mitzvah. I gave some examples before. Shofar, fasting on Yom Kippur, eating matzah. What else? Anything. Tehillas Yadayim. How hard is it to wash before bed? Does it take you to conquer Yetzer Hara? Maybe for some people, yes. Alamaisa, it's not so hard. How hard is it to wash on Shabbos and eat homemade challah? I could manage. How hard is it to really want for your friend, to remove the defect of kina from your heart, to want for him what you want for yourself? Reb Chaim Brisker, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the Rav's grandfather, received a salary of 75 rubles a week. His wife said he should ask for a raise, the Brisker Rabbitson. He asked for 90. He was refused. He got 75 rubles a week. If an ani came to the door, he would give away the entire sum. He had no concept of keeping for himself. This is somebody who embodied the ability to literally want for the other person what he has for himself. His wife had to hide the funds from him, so he should not give it away. The Rav tells over that his grandfather, Reb Chaim, once made an enemy this way. A wealthy gavir came to Reb Chaim on Purim. He gave him a beautiful mishloach manos with exotic fruit baskets. You could imagine that back in the day in Brisk, it was harder to get those exotic fruits than it is today to go to Gourmet Garden Seasons. It's really not so hard to get the exotic fruits. So he gave Reb Chaim this fancy fruit platter. As the rich gavir is leaving, an ani came to the door. Reb Chaim took the entire fruit platter and he gave it away. Look at the Kli Yakar. I never saw this before. I prepared for this year. This Kli Yakar is unbelievable. Anyone have questions, even though we don't have so much time for questions? But is everything clear? Okay. The Kli Yakar. No, if your mamish don't understand something, please stop me. Look at the Kli Yakar. I never saw this before. This is unbelievable. Ki kol mitzvos haTorah heim al shnei sugim. There are two categories of mitzvos in the Torah. Ha'echad, who we know this, mitzvos, shebein adam l'makom baruch hu. There are the mitzvos between me and God. Keep Sabbath, that's between me and God. Hear shofar, mash shav. Fast on Yom Kippur. Eat matzah. I'm not insulting my friend if I don't eat matzah. He might be paying for my soul that I'm over on the mitzvah, but I'm not hurting my friend. It's a bein adam l'makom baruch hu. V'yisod l'kulam. What's the yisod of bein adam l'makom? What? Amunah. The first of what we translate is the Ten Commandments, even though that's not an accurate translation, but fine. I am Hashem, your God, who took you out of the land of Egypt. Anochi. That is the Yisod. Amunah. And from the basis, the foundation of Amunah, comes the mitzvah to love God and serve Him. Hasheni hu, and I bolded it for you. I'm in the Kli Yakar second line. Hamitzvah shen bein adam lechaveru. There are mitzvahs in another category, mitzvahs between me and my friend. Give tzedakah to your friend. Don't talk lashon hara against your friend. Lifnei iver lo sitei michshol. Don't put a stumbling block before an iver. Mipnei seiva takum. Get up before a sage. Those are mitzvahs bein adam lechaveru. I bolded and I underlined. And I never knew this. V'yisod the kulam pasuk v'ahavta l're'acha kamocha. You should know there are two yisodot, two foundations in the Torah, says the Kli Yakar. One foundation, if you don't have a foundation, what's going to your building? It's going to fall down. One foundation is Amunah, Anochi Hashem. From there stems every mitzvah bein adam l'makom. But there's another foundation of the Torah. I never knew this. I thought the foundation of all is Amunah. But there's another foundation, and that's this mitzvah in Parshas Kedoshim. You shall love your friend as you love yourself is one of the yisodot of the Torah, and it is equated with Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Can you imagine? Could you imagine anything being equated with Anochi Hashem Elokecha? There are two foundations, two basis, two bases, two yisodot. From one stems all bein adam l'makom, Anochi Hashem, Amunah. And from one stems all bein adam lechaveiro. V'ahavta l're'acha kamocha. So it's not just a kid song, and it's not a nice piece of advice, and it's not a nice thing to do. It's a yesod ha-Torah. No wonder Rabbi Akiva says, zeh klal gadol b'Torah. Umitam zeh hayu. Look what the Kliyakar says next. It's so beautiful. And for this reason, you know, in the Mishkan, and then in the temple, we have the Kruvim. Those golden cherubs. We have no time to talk about the Mishkan more right now, even though I would love to if I had time with you. The golden Kruvim on top of the Aron Kodesh. Okay, they look like two angels. We don't exactly know what they look like. We weren't there. We're not allowed to draw the drawings. Two angels. And they faced each other and their wings were up. If you have the Mishkan book by Art School, you can see what it looks like. It's tremendous. Aron Kodesh, golden Aron, Badim, the paws, and then the Kruvim. Their wings were up. Their faces were towards one another. And what was in the Aron? The whole Torah. The Luchos, the Shivrei Luchos, okay, there's different opinions exactly which Luchos were in there, plus the Sefer Torah that Moshe wrote. So what's encompassed under the Kruvim? The Torah. How many foundations are there to Torah? Two. Ben Adam Lemakom, Ben Adam Lechavero, Amuna, and Daf Lerecha Kamecha. By the way, please, there's really only one foundation to Torah. It's Anochi Hashem Elokecha. It's the mitzvah Amuna from which everything stems, but the Kliyakar is making a differentiation, saying the mitzvahs ben Adam lechaveru do stem from another source. Umitam zeh hayu akruvim parsim knafayim lamala. For this reason, the kruvim had two different aspects. One is their wings went up, one their faces went towards each other. Well, now, based on the Kliyakar, what do you think the wings up represent? Which mitzvahs? Between me and God. Faces towards each other? Between me and my fellow man. Machui klape mala, customized or pointing upward. Kenegan mitzvah sheben adam lekamakom. So those wings up represent the mitzvahs, the interaction between me and God. Up, God. Upneihem ish al achid, kenegan a mitzvah sheben adam lechaveru. And the fact that they faced each other represents the mitzvahs of interaction between man and fellow man. What's right under those kruvim? Kol ha-Torah kula. That's what they're encompassing. Avsham Shirfal Hirsch says, this is the maxim that must guide our social behavior. On v'hafla reicha kamocha, Rav Hirsch says, it must guide our behavior in thought, word, and deed. You know how hard that is? Thought, word, and deed. You have to think positively about your fellow Jew. You have to let them daven in your shul, even if they're perhaps a different hashkafa. You have to speak nicely about your fellow Jew. And you have to act nicely. Thought, word, and deed, says Rav Hirsch. The noblest of our feelings towards God and man is ahava. Which means, how does Rav Hashem Shemfal Hirsch define ahava? We already saw that Unklus defines ahava as how? What does Unklus say ahava is? To be a Rahman, a person of Rahmanus. Rav Hirsch says, love is giving oneself to another. What did Rabbi Tendler say to that boy? Give the teacher presents, then you like him. Love means to give of yourself to another and to draw the other close to yourself. But really, it's a cause and effect. If you give of yourself, by nature, that person will become drawn close to you. This together, says Rav Shamsher Falish, constitutes love. And then Rav Hirsch says the same thing the Ramban says. It is not possible to love the personality of another exclusively as you love yourself. Quote, says Rav Hirsch. Yes, I'm quoting in English. It was written in German, but thank God we have found time to translate from the German. A requirement that would be impossible to fulfill. Okay, the Torah does not demand things of us that we can't do. The Torah knows it is, quote, a requirement that is impossible to fulfill to absolutely love your friend like you love yourself. I can't do that. Chayecha, chayecha vercha, chayecha kolmin. I take the water. The duty of love is incumbent upon us in regard to our fellow men. Listen to what he says. Yet love that relates to the personality of another depends on conditions that exist only seldom. I will repeat that. Shamsher Fal Hirsch says, love that relates to the personality of another depends on conditions that exist only seldom. How often do you really love the personality of everybody you encounter? A lot of food for thought. That's love that's based on harmony, affinity of the souls. That's not found in most relationships. Here, L'Re'echa refers to loving the circumstances that determine his position in life. To that we direct our love. So don't make a mistake. You're not commanded to really love the personality of the other person. And in fact, even if you don't love the personality of the person, you're not exempt from this mitzvah. Do you understand the difference? Doesn't matter if you like him, but you have to love him. What does to love him mean? To be abal rachmanus? To understand it to the yesod of the mitzvahs bein adam lechaveru and kol haTorah kulo? To understand, says the Ramban, that you should daven, that he should have possessions and money and well-being and chachma, just like you have it. We are to seek his welfare, says Rav Hirsch, as we seek our own welfare. We are to rejoice in his happiness as though it were our own. This is something that's very difficult for people. We are to grieve over his sorrow as though it were our own. We are to assist eagerly in helping him as if he were our own. And we keep him away from trouble. Quote, this is a requirement we can fulfill, even in regard to those who we have no affinity. You should be able to cry for another Jew's pain, even if you don't like his personality. And you should be able to rejoice over someone else's success, even if it's not your success. Why, says Rav Hirsch, this love has nothing to do with the personality or the qualities of the other person. It is based, says Rav Hirsch, on the end of the Pasuk. The first source at the top of Yeshiva is the mitzvah we're discussing today. What are the last words of the Pasuk? Ani Hashem. Why do you have to love the other person and we're understanding what it means to have a Havas Yisrael? Not because you like his personality, not because he's the same Ashkafa. Not because you dress in black and white and he dresses in green of Tzahal. You have to love him because Ani Hashem, I am God. A father and a son came to a Rav. The problem was the next session is at 11:50. I'm keeping my eye on the clock. I know when the next session begins. Keeping in mind, we started 10 minutes late here. I'm going to do my absolute best to get us out of here on time. A father and son came to a Rav. The problem was they had only one winter coat for the two of them. So they came to ask the Rav Ashayla, who should get the winter coat, the father or the son? The father said, I'm old, I'm weak, I'm cold, I need the winter coat. The son said, I work outside all day, my father stays home by the fireplace, I need the winter coat. The Rav said, give me a day to think about this, come back tomorrow. The next day they came back and the father said, you know, I realized something. My son needs the coat. He works outside all day. He's going to be very cold. And the son said, no, my father needs the coat. He's elderly and chilly and cold. He needs the coat. The Rav said, 1 minute. He went to the back room and he brought back a winter coat and he said, here, I have an extra coat. The father and the son were overjoyed, but they said, Kavod Harav, if you had the extra coat, surely you had it yesterday, signed prime shipping that it came overnight to his doorstep. Why didn't you give it to us yesterday? The Rav said, yesterday, you were both saying, I want the coat for myself. So I also wanted the coat for myself. Today you're each saying you want to give the coat to somebody else. So I too want to give my coat away to somebody else. Rav Naftali Tzvi Rapshitz, Schusa Yagin Aleinu, was an extremely bright child. In his old age, he once spoke about how he learned about the mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael. He was once in Cheder, and the Malami taught them that if there are two yuds next to each other, as in Targum Onkelos' translation of the Pasuk, two yuds next to each other, the Malami said, that shame Hashem. So Rav Naftali of Rapshitz, when he was a little boy, I believe he lived in the 1700s, the Rapshitz Rebbe, he came to a colon in the Chumash. Two dots, one on top of another. So he said it was the name of Hashem. Two yuds next to each other, it's the name of Hashem. He pronounced it the name Shame Hashem. So Malamid became very upset at him. The Malamid said, you fool, if the two yuds are next to each other, it's Shame Hashem. If it's one on top of the other, it's punctuation. It's not Shame Hashem. So Rav Naftali said, from this Malamid, I learned a very important lesson. When two yudin, it's a play in words. When two yudin, i.e. two yuds, two yid and two Jews are next to each other, there you find Shem Hashem. When two Jews are one on top of another, that is not Shem Hashem. Today is Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. I submitted this topic way before I knew it was Rosh Chodesh Tammuz Day. Months ago, but then I was preparing the shiur and I thought, this is really Siyata Deshmaya. This is really directed by God. So if we're talking about Ahavas Yisrael as one of the foundations of Kol haTorah Kulo, the Kruvim faced each other. Why? Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. What's the Yisod? What does it mean to be a Rachem be a compassionate person. Look at the Gemara Maseches Yuma 9b, please. Many of you know this outside. Many of you, I think, do not know a part that I bolded for you. Mikdash Risha Mipnei Macharav. Why was the first place of Mikdash destroyed? Mipnei Gimel Dvarim Shahayuba. Because of three things that they had in the first temple period that the Babylonians destroyed. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Erayot, Shfichas Damim. They were guilty of adultery, bloodshed, three Yagval Yavors, commandments that a Jew must never transgress, even a threat to his life. Look at the next line. Okay, then there's dot, dot, dot. The Gemara gives examples of how you know each of those sins existed during the first temple period. Ava mikta sheni, shahayu oskim betorah uva mitzvos ugmilas chasadim. Doesn't that sound like a nice place where you would want to live? Would you not want to live in a Jerusalem of 19,047 years ago where the people were osek in Torah, mitzvos, ugmilas chasadim? It sounds like a geschmack place to be. I want to live there. So the Gemara says, why would this place be destroyed? They did mitzvos. They did kindness, acts of loving kindness. They were involved in Torah. Because maybe people who look different couldn't daven in the same shul with each other. Because maybe different factions didn't get along. Because maybe they couldn't respect or have rachmanus on a person who wasn't their hashkafa. Because maybe they felt that ahavas Yisrael stems from the heart, forgetting that it's from the mind. This is not a mitzvah of emotion. It does not matter how you feel about the other person. It is a mitzvah ase de oraisa that is a foundation to call a Torah kulo that is dependent on ani Hashem. That's it. You don't like him, you find him annoying, you don't agree with his hashkafa, he serves in the army and you serve in the base measures. Too bad. Zekal gadol b'torah. In thought, says Rav Hirsch. In word, says Rav Hirsch. In deed. Not indeed. In deed. Shayu oskim b'torah mitzvus gemiz chasadim mipnei macharav. Shahay sebo sinas chinam. L'lamdacha sheshkula sinas chinam keneger shalosh aferos. Baseless hatred is equal to the three Yarog v'al Ya'avos. It is equal to Shvichus Damim, murder, Gilui Erayot, adultery, and Avodah Zarah, idolatry. Rav Kook once remarked, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, woe is he an Oev Yisrael. Sometimes I examine my ways and my deeds, says Rav Kook. I become disheartened. I worry, perhaps my enemies are right. They say I am too tolerant of those who have cast off the yoke of heaven. I'm so tolerant. However, I feel in the depths of my heart, says Rav Aram Yitzchak Kohen Kook, an intense love. I have no animosity whatsoever, even for those who disgrace and harass me so greatly. I have a quality that stems from deep-rooted love for every Jew and from my desire to judge everyone favorably. I would rather err, quote, says Rav Kook, on the side of groundless love, ahavat chinam, than on the side of groundless hatred, sinat chinam. Cook said, I understand that they hate me. They throw garbage on me. They put posters. If you read An Angel Among Men, if you read anything about the life of Rav Kook, you will know how much people hated him. They put a poster slandering him. Oso Ha'ish, they called him not. Kavod HaRav. He said, I love everybody because I would rather be accused in Shamayim. And maybe ask from Shana, they're going to play back your life on a video. It's going to be very frightening. I'm telling to myself. I'm going to be very ashamed. And Rav Kook said, I would rather when they play it back, my charge is too much ahavas chinam, too much ahavas Yisrael, than sinas chinam. So what does it mean in theory or in practice? So we come to Shir, and we learn some nice sources, and we learn about the Kruvim and the foundation, and then we leave. Do we learn about ahavas Yisrael? Read about ahavas Yisrael? Write articles? Preach about it? Or do we live it? How do we speak at our Shabbos table about fellow Jews? About people in other shuls? About groups in Medina Yisrael? Jews of different hashkafot, walks of life, stripes and colors. Do we go out of our way to help them? Do we teach our children, the next generation, in word or deed? Because boy, are they smart. And you could preach and play songs all you want. What is your conversation? What are the words that come from your mouth about Ahavas Yisrael? certain things are easier said than done. And I said when we started our shir, after preparing this very brief shir, for me this is brief, when they tell me half hour, I'm like, how am I going to get it all in? It's one of the hardest mitzvahs in the Torah. However, it's the foundation of half the Torah. And it's equated by the Kli Yakar with the foundation of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. There's not much that's equated with Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Asei Torascha Kiva, says Pirkei Avos. Emar Ma'ah v'asei harbei. Emar Ma'ah, you don't have to talk so much. Asei harbei, make sure you're a person of action. V'hevi mekabel is called Adam b'sever panim yafas. And if you're a person of action, you will come to learn that a smile is worth a thousand words. I'm going to end Mamish Baruch Hashem on time. I'm going to end with 1 minute story. Rav Zusha me'Anapali, who is the brother of Rav Elimelech of Lezhinsk. Rav Zusha of Anapali related the following story. There was once a wealthy person who bought an expensive suit. The entire town complimented this rich gavir. He looked so beautiful in that sparkling suit. It fit him like a dream. It was made just for him, pun intended. There was a town pauper, and the town pauper loved the suit, and he saw everyone's getting compliments, so the pauper wants a suit. So he saves up every penny he has, and he goes to the tailor, and he has the same suit made, and the pauper shows up in town, and everybody's mocking him. Why are they mocking him? He looks ridiculous. They're laughing at him. Pauper's so insulted. He says, why are you making fun of me? The rich gavir, he looks like $1 million. Me, you're making fun of me? A certain person explained to him as follows. This is a mashal. The suit is only beautiful and your other clothing are beautiful too. Your hat is bent out of shape. Your shoes are tied together with string. Your shirt is stained and ripped. On you, the suit looks like a joke. What's the nimshal, says Rav Zusha me'Anapoli? So too with Torah knowledge. It's really nice to quote verses and be an expert in Torah. It's really nice to be machmir mitzvos bein adam l'makom. Good, geschmack. But how's your other attire? Are you like a person? How's your Ahavas Yisrael? The Ahavas Yisrael is your suit. No, let me see if I'm saying right. Yeah. The suit is the Ahavas Yisrael, Amidos Tovos Bein Adam L'Chaveru. Otherwise, you look like an expensive suit on a person where everything else is ragged. Everything needs to match. We can't only focus on one Yisod of Avodas Hashem. Sure, we have to be Osek and Halacha and Bein Adam L'Makom. No one should leave here and think otherwise. Chalila v'chas. But we can't forget the other half of the Torah. V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. And as difficult as it may be, it is a challenge incumbent upon every single one of us to live up to this, because as the Rishami famously tells us, and here we are, Aleph Tammuz, Tavshan Ayin Zayin, entering our month of mourning, called Dar Shel Obana B'Yamav. If we don't rebuild it, it's because even though we're Osek and Torah, Mitzvahs, and Gemilas Chasadim, we too are guilty of sin as chinam. We would all rather be charged with too much Ahavat chinam than Rachmana Litzlan sin as chinam. B'dach Shadim Rotze Lilech Ba'amoli Chinoso Yishub Zohar Talalas Liyata Deshmai in all areas, everybody. Thank you very much. If you have questions, you could see me outside, because I know the next...